Hello, it's Chris.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Chris vs. the People. If this is your first time tuning in, thanks for joining. And if it's not, welcome back. Today, I think we have a pretty solid episode on our hands. We are going to kind of go between some really sincere moments, I think, but then also have just like a nice dose of stupidity because we tend to love that on the show. Wow. If you're not watching our video episode on youtube.com/@ChrisVersThePeople, it is smoky in here. If you've never watched a video episode, I highly recommend you subscribe to our YouTube channel. But today we are dealing with someone who had a friend call them fat. We are dealing with someone who whose date accidentally set off a gun in their house. We've got, you know, discussions of cutting out a friend from a friend group and then a monkey attack at a zoo. So we really have it all covered here today, I have to be honest. I'm trying to think if there's anything new going on with me. I have found that everyone has gotten worse at driving. I don't know when this happened. I don't know why it's happened, but I'm fucking tired of it. Also, on a totally random note, don't you guys think the Amish would love Ethel Cain? Doesn't that like sound like it makes sense? I don't know. To me, if they could have a little iPad, I think they would fucking rip to Ethel Cain. Anyways, that's just something my boyfriend and I have been talking about a lot. Also, conversely, I feel like an Amish person would vaporize if they saw like a Cybertruck or like heard any Azalea Banks. Anyways, those are my thoughts on the Amish. Let's just get right into the episode. But before we do, if you want to be on an episode, feel free to fill out the form in this episode's description. And if you haven't subscribed to Chris vs. the People, new episodes are out every Tuesday. And we will be recording another after show on patreon.com/ChrisClemons. So I will see a lot of you there. The party's been getting bigger and bigger, and I just really love the Patreon Chris vs. the People community that is being built brick by brick. Okay, I don't know what that voice was, but I think that's all the indication we needed that we should get this show on the road. So we have our first caller.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, what's going on with your friend calling you fat to your face?
It wasn't funny. I'm just laughing.
I was going to say, wow, if that isn't a I'm either going to laugh or a cry kind of laugh, I don't know what is.
No, just stupid bitch. So, am I allowed to cuss?
Honey, please. Look at who God is in this realm.
You're so right. So, I was at like happy hour with my friends. I'm going to set the scene.
How recent was this?
So, it was about a month or two ago. And I haven't done anything about it because she's a newer friend.
Okay. Of how long? Of like how many months or years?
So like a year, but we're also coworkers.
Okay. I don't know why, and obviously I'm jumping the gun here because I haven't heard a literal hair of the story, but why is it that coworkers feel the need to say the most honest shit? What the fuck is that about?
Obligated to see you every single day.
That's the gag. It's like, why are you dropping these kinds of comments when I have to see you again tomorrow? And then the day after that, and then the days until we die, bitch. The fuck?
And sober, because like I'm a teacher, so like I can't.
Oh my God, I was going to say, no, you could no, you really should be locked in. Although if I were a teacher, I think all the parents would request that I be stoned. Okay, so she's a friend of a year, she's a teacher, and you guys are coworkers.
Yes.
How did this come about?
So she had a friend in town that was visiting, and, like, I am a bigger girl, but, like, not okay.
But it doesn't matter if you're the size of fucking Jupiter. Like, the thing is, and it's, like, okay if someone, like, to me, it's okay if someone calls you, I guess we need a new word for fat, but, like...
Right.
When you say fat as if it's a bad thing, that's where the problem for me comes about, because it's like something that's taken me so fucking long to realize is that like there's nothing wrong with being fat. And I don't want all of the people who majored in finance coming and talking about health and obesity. Okay. Seriously, shut the fuck up. No one ever wants to hear from you. Anyways, like, yes, there can be health complications, but like, inherently there is nothing wrong with being fat.
Literally.
And honestly, I don't know what you look like, but I imagine that it's not even as, quote, fat. It's just we're so used to fucking everybody being as thin as this cigarette on this table.
Oh, 100%. I have big boobs and a big butt. I just also don't have a flat stomach.
Okay, well, girl, there is no need to brag about that. I mean, if we're looking at those statistics, I'm no math teacher, but if we're looking at those statistics, that's 2 out of 3.
And it's crazy because she is a math teacher, so I'm not really interested.
Oh my God, why is it not adding up for her? Okay, so how did, she had a friend, okay, sorry, we're getting off track, but she had a friend in town.
And she was a bigger girl as well. Mind you, my friend is also not, again, as thin as the cigarette on her table. Ooh. So we're not, again, we're throwing stones at glass houses. Anywho, so we were sitting there and I was saying that one of my coworkers, a dumb man, clearly.
Duh.
Saying like, oh, I saw you guys out together last night on her story. Like, that was you, right? And I was like, no, I was not out with her. I was somewhere like completely different. And he just kept being like, no, like I saw you there. And I'm like, no, dumbass, that is her, that is not me.
Also, like, what do I have to lie about this for? Like, what? Girl, trust me, if it caused you to shut the fuck up, I would have already told you if it was a different answer. It's not.
Literally, it's not.
God, what fucking school are you working at? The same one that Miss Frizzle works at? Like, what is going on here?
No, and she gives smarter than my coworkers.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was relaying the story to my friend at happy hour. And again, her friend was also at the table, not in the conversation, but in earshot. And she was like, yeah, I mean, he just saw like two fat white bitches. And, and I was like, oh, my. And I was like, I just burst out laughing. Like, just like, I just burst out laughing because I was like, there's no way.
And like, the only reason I'm laughing is because she is many children's teacher. Like, that's crazy when you really break down the scene setting here.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And I didn't know what to say because, like, I was just appalled. Like, I've never had, like, I've had, you know, mean people in my life call me fat, but, like, also never really to my face. Like, you never ask FM, like, you know, the trauma. And, like, people in high school or whatever. But it's never been like a friend and someone I respected to my face. Like, it was like a known fact that I'm fat. Like, it was so crazy.
That it's just like, it's one thing. Like, if, yeah, it's just, it's like, I'm honestly at a loss of words because I'm just like really trying to be at the place where it's like, I do not comment on people's like bodies or like things that aren't as easy to change, like a fucking outfit or hair or makeup.
Right. That's what I've been saying.
Because, like, I don't think she seems like the person who would try and, like, jab you unless she is.
No, no. And she, that's the crazy part, is she totally wasn't. And, like, she's, like, I was jokingly saying the other day, like, made, like, a fat joke about myself. Like, again, kidding, but also about myself so I can say it.
Exactly.
She said, don't talk about my friend like that. Like, talking about me. Hello?
Ugh, that is so complicated. Not, it's not complicated, it's just like, it's layered, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been finding that moments like this are coming around more and more, and I don't know if it's just because I'm like older and older and like I'm understanding more, or maybe I'm understanding less, who knows, but these kinds of situations where it's someone that has stood up to you for you is then also the same one who's making you feel like shit.
Yeah. Like, it really hurt my feelings. I remember calling my best friend after, and immediately she was like, cut this person off. And I was like, girl, first of all, relax. Second of all, I'm just venting because it hurt my feelings.
Are you, and like, I apologize if this is a sensitive question. You don't have to answer, quite honestly. But like, are you, do you, how do you feel about yourself? Like, do you have like self-esteem? Like,
I would say like yes and no. Like, obviously it's something I've battled with, like everyone, but it was one of those things where it set, like, you know, when you're on a trajectory of like working on your mental health and being kinder to yourself and all that stuff, and then one thing will just like skyrocket it back to like square one.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's like the boss level of a test of whatever like stage you're on. Yeah.
Yeah. It was that. And like, you know, it's been a couple months and I'm actually feeling really great about myself right now. But again, it's when someone says something that you're so deeply insecure about and literally says it out loud to your face, like it is fact. It was just so jarring.
I was going to ask, how big of a insecurity is your like...
Oh, it's like the only insecurity. I'm hot as fuck. So like,
period. So then, girl, why does that hotness have to end there? Like, and also like, okay, I don't know what you look like, but if you were fat, guess what? What the fuck is wrong with that? And that's what we all need to be understanding is that like, unless you're a medical professional who has my like charts and blood records, like I don't give a flying fuck what your thoughts are on my body mass.
Yes.
Like I it's been a real struggle for something that like I have been dealing with my entire life where when I was younger, people called me really skinny and that, I mean,
oh,
I wasn't even skinny.
See,
I was
that's hard too. Yeah.
No. Like, it's not like one of those like, I'm skinny, feel bad for me. But like, I was the thinnest one in my family. And then I gained weight. And then it like totally flipped where I'm like, oh my God, I feel fat as fuck. And I was on a cross country team where everybody had 6-packs or 8-packs. And it was just like, and I look back at high school and I was like, oh, honey, is the ED in the room with us? Honey, it's on the run with us. Just know that you're going to look back in 10 years, one, and not even think about like, oh, well, whatever. But two, you're going to be like, I wish that I could go back to that. Like, we always tend to do that. So just fucking be here with it now, because there's going to be a day where you're going to miss being where you are exactly now. And again, I want to like drive this point home. There is nothing wrong with being fat, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
no, 100%.
It's so tough because like I've quote unquote let myself go a little and I don't fit into clothes and it's so fucking tough. And then when someone brings it up,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, fuck, it's true. Everybody else does notice.
Yes. That's like my worst thing. It's like, when I only really start to feel insecure if I'm seeing someone I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh my God, totally.
It's the worst. And like how you said high school, like again, is the ED in the room with us? Like a girl was eating a salad per day, but I was like still getting called fat because I had fat tits and a fat ass. Like, hello? I'm not understanding.
Honestly, it's all jealousy, babe. It's all jealousy.
My fiance is not mad about my fat tits and ass, so.
Oh my God, you are trapped down. I mean, you are fucking crushing it, or you've trapped someone else down. Pop the fuck off.
Like, I'm not worried. And that's the thing. I feel like if I was single and, like, really cared about that kind of stuff, I, like, truly don't in that aspect. But, like, it's that feeling, like you said, of, like, someone else noticed.
It's like a spotlight gets turned on you and it just feel, it's like hard to feel like, how can people not see everything?
Yeah. And then I'm nitpicking, the body checking starts again and all the things that you work so hard to move. But I always say to myself, like, this is never going to be a linear process, much like everything else, mental health wise or life wise.
Totally. And as somebody who's been, I mean, oh my God, if you go back and look at my videos when I moved to LA, I, granted, was working out so much, like, not, like, intentionally. I was just like, wow, it's so nice to be able to hike because I moved from New York. I lost so much weight, and it was, like, crazy to see how much people fucking cared about that. And then
mm-hmm.
I gained it all, and I've learned that it's, like, there's no weight that you get to, or there's no, like, look of your body that you get to, and you will be happy. You will find something that you hate about it. It took until I compared two photos of myself that I realized that I had lost weight, and it was, like, 40 pounds or something. Like,
wow, yeah.
But, like, to me, I was still obese. Like, I still thought, like, oh my God, I am, as my doctor calls, technically obese.
Oh my God, yeah.
But I wasn't. So, like, there's never gonna be this place you reach with your body that's going to be impacting and long lasting unless it comes from your brain. Because like, I've been trying to like be realistic where I'm like, okay, I hate working out. I hate sweating.
I do too.
I love food. It tastes good. It's such a fun part of life. Here's the gag. 1 + 3 does not equal 2, Chris. If you hate working out and you like eating and you don't like having a ton of self-control when it comes to the things you're eating when you're out, therefore, I have to be realistic with what I'm going to look like. And I also have to realize that the worth that my body brings me is literally irrelevant.
Yeah.
It gets you nowhere. No doors open because, I mean, I guess maybe unless you're at like what? Sports Illustrated or something. Like, I mean, there's, I guess, some doors that it opens.
But plus size girlies on there.
Oh, well, period. Okay. I'm clearly outdated and haven't looked at a female tit magazine in a minute. So excuse me. But it's what I mean is there's really like, it's just this weird value that we as society have put on just to like, what? Sell shit?
I know.
It's crazy. Wait, so back to this. Did you talk to your friend about this?
Not at all.
have you cut them out?
No. She's still my coworker. I mean, we've had, so like that was last school year when I was really like worked with her all day long. Didn't, like she went through a lot of stuff like personally, like family-wise, like a lot of like trauma. And so I was just like, you know what? I don't think this is the right space for that. But this year we're not as close for sure. I'm not in like around her that much at work. Like schedules are just different. And I don't feel like super, super close to her as I did last year. So I don't feel like I feel like the rose colored glasses are kind of off this year. Like, you know, when you make a new friend.
Totally.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you're like the best person I've ever met. And then you're like, oh, the flaws are coming out. Okay, cool. And everyone has those. But, you know, and I've also learned that she is very sensitive. Like, we kind of got into it at the end of last year. I wouldn't even say got into it. Like, I'm just very non-confrontational. And specifically because usually when I confront my friends in any fashion, it's very thought out. Like, I do not want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I need to express mine.
Totally.
And I had a conversation with her like that last year because she was being a little much, a little bossy at work. And she cried at work. And I was like, oh, perhaps.
Ugh, that's so tough because like as someone who puts others' feelings before theirs to make them comfortable.
Yeah.
You really can't do that. It's toxic. Like, we need to start calling it what it is. It's toxic.
Oh, 100%. And that's where I feel like our relationship kind of shifted, where I was like, okay, so you're just not someone I can really have those conversations with.
No, not necessarily. I think a lot of times people are like, it's either this or this. Like, I think there's room for a lot of gray area these days.
True.
Even in like moments like this where it's like they can be sensitive. It just, it's not what you're saying, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
And like, I think that that is such an important thing when you're dealing with different kinds of people, because you can't not bring up your qualms or someone's shortcomings if just because like they're going to end up crying, especially when it's for their best interest. So like at the end of the day, they're going to cry. You might as well be the reason. No, you might as well just be honest with them but say it in a certain manner.
Yeah. That's where it's like, that uncomfortable feeling of making someone cry, I just need to get over, because it's like, she's not crying because I'm being mean. She's crying because what I'm saying is making her reflect on her behavior. And that's what it was. Like when I confronted her, she was like, I'm so sorry. Like it was like about other stuff, but she was so apologetic. Like she clearly felt so bad.
Well, and also the fact that she like stood up to you for you of like, don't talk about my friend like that. Like she clearly isn't a bad person and would be probably devastated to find out this is something you've been carrying all this time.
Right.
I was gonna say, if you guys are like friends or see each other, I think it's worth it. If you want to be friends with her, but this has gotten in the way, I think there's like totally a way to just speak personally. Like it's like people are so, like their walls get put up immediately when you start making accusations.
Yeah.
But when you like start phrasing of like, hey, I know that you're like a good person, or I mean, like, obviously I don't know her at all. So like, if this isn't factual, then ignore it. But like, hey, we get along. I miss you. There was something you said last year that I haven't been able to get past. And I don't want you to feel bad. I just wanted to tell you because it's been weighing heavily on me. Like, I think just because if you go in swinging being like, you called me a fat bitch and like that pissed me off, I'm going to kill you, is like, that's just not productive based on that audience or just in general.
Yeah.
But I think if you care to have a friendship with her, I think that's a fair thing to say. I don't think you need to like bite your tongue just because of what she might do.
Yeah. And for sure, like when I called in about it, I was very uncomfortable in that moment. And I was just like, how do I go about it? But I feel like so much like different stuff has happened. I've learned a good amount about her, but I do feel like if we really sat down and I said, I feel, cause our friendship has been different, I guess, since then.
Since the fat comment?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. Has she seemed to wonder why, or was it like mostly just you pulling back?
So I think she really noticed like at the end of the school year last year. And when we got into like that conversation, but she never asked like, we never got into why, because then summer happened and we only saw each other like periodically when we wanted to, not because we had to. So I did need that break. It was a good break. But again, I think things just kind of got pushed under the rug for a while. So I feel like if we did sit down and like really dove into like where it all kind of started to go awry, I feel like it would be a good conversation, because even then she could share where she felt things could have like changed on my end. And
totally, a friendship is a two-way street. Like no one's ever going to be perfect, and like as long as everyone understands that, there's really just nowhere to go but up.
Right. And I think like she is younger than me. She definitely has a lot to learn about like communication, for sure. But I'm down to like still have those conversations and show her like, just because someone is saying something you did that hurt their feelings does not make you like an absolute horrible person.
Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that I hate you or this, that, the other. It just means that you're a human being who said something stupid. And
yeah,
if you understood how it was going to affect someone as you were saying it, you wouldn't have said it.
Yeah. And I remember in the moment, like when I just like burst out laughing, I kind of saw like I was like a little like face change there where she was like, oh shit. Like, cause you just don't say that. So I feel like there was part of her that was like, oh fuck, did that just come out of my mouth? And then I was laughing. So it was just kind of like, ooh.
That's
yeah.
Oof. Well, yeah, how are you? So. Do you feel that you're like not past it or over it, but like, do you feel resolved in this situation, I guess, or I don't know how to like sign this one off. I'm like, did we resolve something?
Yeah, I feel like I could definitely, like our friendship could use a good long talk, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, how do we jump back? And then I feel like you definitely just gave me a good idea on how to get there.
Period. Fuck yeah. I love being helpful. I don't think it'll happen again for another blue moon, but party.
I love that.
Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and thanks for sharing. I think that's something that's wildly relatable that, like, at least I definitely relate to, so.
I know. And I hope it, you know, definitely, I love having these conversations on platforms. Like, obviously, you have a giant one, and I'm happy that we were able to talk about stuff like this for other people to hear and feel heard. That makes me feel good.
Good. That, see, look at this. Turning I can't think of anything to make that. Yeah, turning rags into riches or something. Yeah, we get it.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, thanks so much, Elizabeth, for sharing. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Can't wait to listen.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.
I feel like the podcast has gotten really silly, but like these kind of conversations, I think are really helpful for at least me to kind of have, because especially with like the rise in like Ozempic and GLP-1s and everybody just becoming absolutely fucking minuscule, at least personally, it's just been very difficult to like feel good about myself when I look in the mirror and I'm like, ooh, you know? So I thought that that was a very earnest moment. And then it's about to just get downright dumb because, well, let's just introduce our next caller.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Jade. Now, Can you help explain how a date of yours accidentally fired his gun in your house? My first question right out the gate, I really think, is did you know he was packing?
I did. Okay. Yeah. So.
And then my follow-up question, once the date was over, was he packing?
No, he was sent fucking home.
Oh, right. Oh my God, a gun went off. We're back. Sorry. I just needed to be self-indulgent for a little second. Okay. So when did this happen?
So this just happened like super recently. This happened like, I want to say like 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh my God, bitch. This is like hot off the goddamn press.
Yes.
I always ask how long ago. I don't know why, but to every caller, I'm just like, I need to know when this happened. So this being recent,
it
like,
feels really real when it's really recent.
No, like I think it being recent makes it more like I'm like electrified. I'm like, good morning, Baltimore. Okay, so what was the date? Like, what did he come over to your house? And like, how many times have you dated? And how did you meet? Like, give us the rundown, because this nosy bitch's ears are perked.
Yeah, so let me give you like a little bit of background. So I've known this man for like 3-4 years now. I've known him for a while.
Did you guys meet just like as friends or like acquaintances?
We met on Tinder.
Oh, okay. So you both were like sort of looking to date.
Yeah. And we went on like a couple dates, and then he really like wasn't over his ex at the time, and it kind of just fizzled out. And then we met up again because I got a tattoo from him, and then it just same thing, it fizzled. And then so recently I reached out to him and I was like, hey, like, I hope it's okay that I'm reaching out. Like, I would really like to get that cover up done by you. And I was just like wondering how much it was. And he was like, oh yeah, like, I'll definitely do it for you. I know you've been talking about getting it done forever. So he's like, let's go, let's do it. And I was like, okay, cool.
Why do I feel the sexual tension through the phone right now? I'm like, oh my God, this will be the time.
There definitely was a little bit for sure. But like, I don't know, I've known him for so long and I was like, I feel comfortable with him and he's like a really kick-ass artist. And so I was like, cool, like, let's do it. And he said he would even do it at a discount. And I was like, sick.
We love a discount on a tattoo. My God.
Right, exactly. And it's a huge piece. And yeah, not even still, it's almost finished. Not finished, though. Now I can't go back, but...
Well, we'll get to that. So how did this date come about? Was it a first date?
No. Since we've, like, dated before... Like he was like, yeah, you know, like I always like want to make time for my friends. And he's like, I know I've been really busy lately. And he's like, but I'd love to like hang out with you and take you out sometime. And I was like, yeah. And since like we had like gone out on dates and dated in the past. And I was like, okay, like he's single, I'm single. Like maybe like let's give it a try.
Got it. But this was like the first date of this era.
Yeah, of this era. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. We're definitely pretty familiar with each other.
Okay. So that explains why he's at your house.
Yeah. Just not like a total random man following me home. And he has always been like, I'm a hunter. I hunt. I carry my guns with me. And like where we live. Like,
wait, time out. It wasn't like a pocket gun. It was like a rifle.
No. It was definitely like a pocket gun for protection. But like,
oh, okay. Sorry. The hunting aspect. I'm like, does he really expect people to think it's okay for him to walk around with a rifle?
No. Oh my God. No, that's fucking insane.
Okay. I was going to say no offense, Jade, but you might have done that one to yourself and your roof.
This is true. But yeah, no, like a lot of people where we live, a lot of people own guns here. They hunt. A lot of people out here are like super outdoorsy.
Okay. So he comes over and he says, by the way, there's a gun on me.
So we went out and like, cause I was like, I don't want to bring a man back to my place. Like I just moved in with my little brother and I'm like kind of sensitive about who I bring.
No, that really makes sense. Say less, honestly. Like, I mean, there's nothing that would kill a boner more than living with your little brother.
Exactly. So yeah, we like went out, we had a couple drinks and then like we went bowling and then we were sitting in his car and we were talking and I was like, hey, like I need to go home. I can't hang out with you anymore. And he's like, okay, well, you know, you've had a couple drinks tonight. Like, let me drive you home. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Like, I'm just going to drive myself. And he's like, okay, well, like, let me at least follow you home to make sure you get home okay. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Oh, he's okay. I forgot that we like have met this guy and known this guy for 4 to 5 years. I'm like sitting here like, girl, no.
Yeah, no. I've like, he's been over to like my previous places before.
Got it. Okay, so him following you home is not weird. Sorry, my brain instantly went red flag.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I totally get that. But yeah, no. So then we went back to my place and it's like raining and he's like, hey, can I come inside and use the bathroom really quick? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then so he comes inside and then like he goes to use the bathroom and I sit down on the couch and I'm like smoking. And then he comes out and we're sitting, we're chatting. And then my brother comes out of his room and he like starts talking to him. We'll just call him Bob.
Is Bob the brother or the date?
Bob's the date.
Oh, okay. I was really hoping Bob's gun was going to go off in the bathroom because can you imagine you start smoking and then you're like, wow, he has really bad gas.
Yeah, he's popping one off. Is he okay?
Wow, I think he might have broken the porcelain.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Bob comes out and your little brother enters the chat.
Yeah, so little bro comes in and he's like, oh, hey, he's like, how are you? And they start chit-chatting and I don't know how like the topic generally comes up. I think like Bob asked my brother like, oh, what do you like to do for fun? And my brother's like, oh, I just got a gun recently, so I'm like learning how to shoot that. And he's like, oh, no way. He's like, I shoot guns all the time. And he's like, do you want to see my gun? And my brother's like, sure, like, I'll show you mine. And so...
Nada, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Oh my God, the sexual tension between your brother and this guy is fucking crazy. All because they're horned up on a Glock. Oh my God, they're going to put the Glock in Glock. Or they're going to put the Glock in Glock. Yeah, I don't know. Someone else can figure it out. Okay, so they're showing each other's guns. As people do, I guess.
So he goes out to his truck and he brings the gun back. And then as they're doing this, like I get up and I go to the bathroom and I'm like, you know, handling my business. And all of a sudden I just hear a pop and I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Oh my God. Did you think he shot your brother?
I was like so confused. Like I was like, was that a gunshot? I was like, it has to be, right? Like, and then I was like waiting to hear voices and then I heard voices and then I was like, okay, I think everyone's alive.
You hear voices and then you're like, was that me?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I was like, what? Like, I was so confused as to like, what the fuck just happened?
No, that's very understandable.
Yeah. And I'm like, who the fuck is shooting up my house? And he's like, Bob is like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened? And I'm so confused. And like, and he's like looking everywhere for the bullet. And my brother goes and he checks all of our cats because we have 4 cats and he makes sure like they're all okay. And then like Bob's like looking for the bullet. My brother's looking for the bullet and like, we cannot find it. And then Bob's like, okay. He's like, take a picture of my ID. He's like, if the cops show up, give them my information. And then he's like, I'm going to go run this gun back to my truck and put it inside. And I'm going to come back and help you guys look for the bullet. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I think we're going to go to bed. Yeah, I think we're going to go to sleep now.
There's nothing like that big old adrenaline rush to put us right to bed.
Right.
Do you live in like a house or like an apartment or a condo?
We live in like a duplex.
Oh, my God. So like you share a wall with people.
Yes. Luckily, like where it went off, it was like on the opposite side of where the adjoining wall is.
Okay, period. I think they would hear a gunshot though. You know, that's...
I thought so too. But okay, here, get this. They have 3 big dogs and the big dogs hear everything. And like the dogs didn't even wake up or bark or anything. And I was like, okay. And it didn't even sound that loud. And I guess that's why I was so confused when it went off. Because I was like, was that a gun? It kind of sounded quiet. I was like, I don't, like, I was just like, what happened? You know, like.
Jesus. Have you guys talked since?
So, I texted him and I was like, hey, I was like, just so you know. So, like, we stayed up later that night, me and my brother, and we actually found, like, the rubber hollow point in the shell casing. And it hit on our floor, like, right where I was sitting right before I got up and went to the bathroom.
Oh my God, that is like, ooh, chills up and down the spine.
Yeah. So like, I texted him like the next day and I was like, hey, I was like, I just wanted to let you know we fell in the shell casing, we fell in the rubber hollow point. It looks like it took its ship out of the floor, but it's not super noticeable. I was like, don't worry about it. With that being said, that did make me and my brother feel like really uncomfortable. So I think we should just like be acquaintances moving forward. And he never replied.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Dare I say you might have shot him right in the heart.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to know so bad. I'm going to guess 3 states. And I'm going to see if these are correct.
Okay, go for it.
Texas.
No.
Ooh, okay. I want to say like Pennsylvania.
Nope, other direction.
Ooh, okay. So it's like Colorado?
No, but so close.
Arizona.
Somewhere you're coming really soon.
Arizona.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I wasn't going to guess Arizona. Shocked. Are there a lot of guns in Arizona?
Yeah.
Wow, this...
ready for that when you come next week.
I was going to say, wow, this got me really excited to come to Arizona in a couple of days.
I bet it did. Also, it's super hot, so just be ready for that.
I really do appreciate that heads up. That is really kind of you because I would have absolutely probably worn a jacket and pants. Thank you for that. As an avid sweater.
Pack maybe like one jacket for the evenings at night, but during the day, you're going to be sweating. It's going to be hot.
Oh my God.
Going to be so hot.
Oh my God. Ew, gross. How hot was it today?
So I live like northern Arizona, so it's a little bit cooler up here, but down in the valley, it was probably like 80, 90 degrees.
Oh, okay. I was expecting 100, so I can get down with 80 and 90. I'm not thrilled.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like high 90s, low 100s during the day. You might get a couple days of the 80s, but it gets hot in that concrete.
I think I have to cancel the show. I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm so sick. Oh, don't make everyone in Arizona hate me, Chris. I'm losing.
No, I have no opinions of Arizona. I've only driven through it, and it was absolutely gorgeous. So
it's super beautiful here.
And I'm pretty sure that's where High School Musical was filmed. And so, really, I cannot trash on the wonderful state of Arizona.
Yeah.
Just don't show me an election map. I don't think that's going to bode well. Anyways, thanks so much for sharing today. That was such a fun story that I'm so glad happened to you and not me.
Right? Yeah. I'm still in a little bit of disbelief. I'm like, did that really happen? But yeah, it definitely did. And it was horrifying.
You know your brother, when you get married, is going to have the craziest speech to give. Just know that.
Yeah, if I ever get married, because I seem to attract a lot of red flags.
I don't know if they're red flags or if they just voted red. But I think, like... I think we gotta work on that one, Jade. I
agree.
Oh, I'm praying for you, girl. I'm praying for you.
Yeah, we need help. We need help, 100%.
But thank you so much for sharing, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much for everything you do. You're an amazing person, amazing podcaster, comedian, everything. And like, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for creating everything you do. You're so amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. I'd rather have your date come over and blow my head off because I don't know how to thank you. That is so nice of you. Like I don't know what to do with that. Like obviously I accept the compliment, but like, huh? I'm like, me? Are you?
No, what? It's so true. Like, I love everything you put out and like y'all work so hard. Like I listen to podcasts all day, every day. This is just what I do. And like, I actually heard about you through 2 Hot Takes with Morgan and like, oh my God, y'all work so fucking hard.
Oh, Morgan works much, much harder than I do. By the way, shout out to Morgan and Justin for getting married. I was invited, but I had my cousin's wedding and unfortunately family comes first. No, I actually can't go into it because I will be so upset. It looked absolutely gorgeous. I'm just so happy for them. But those were really kind words, and I appreciate it so much.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Go on over to 2 Hot Takes and Give him some love in the comments, everyone.
Of course. Yes. Yes, please. Go Morgan. Go Justin. Congratulations on their marriage.
Yay! No, literally.
True love's out there.
No, there is. See? Well, thanks again, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
You too. Bye, Jade. Wow, so much just happened on the last minute of that phone call. Okay, so it's going to be hot. There are a lot of guns. I don't know why I didn't think about that. Arizona's like right next to Texas, isn't it? Feels like something I overlooked big time. All right, before I get majorly off track, let's take our next call. Now, before our next call, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, which is Soul. If you don't know, Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. With 5 different strengths, you can tailor the dose to fit your vibe, from a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose to their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience. I don't need to tell you guys that I am an enjoyer of both THC and CBD. I absolutely love Soul's products. I mean, that 15 milligram gummy has my name written all over for me. That is perfect. A lot of my friends love the 1.5 milligram because they're not as, you know, much weed girlies. But honey, that 15 milligram, and it tastes amazing, by the way. Y'all know, on top of it, I love CBD, especially for when I want to feel calm or relaxed, but not stoned. And let me tell you, Soul is that girl. And what I love is that you can feel good about what you're putting in your body because all of Soul's products are made from organically farmed USA-grown hemp and are vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and federally legal, which means you can get that shit online. So with all of that said, bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering the Chris vs. the People listeners 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use code Clemens. That's GetSoul.com. Promo code Clemens for 30% off. I love that the first sponsor for this show is a THC and CBD brand like Soul, because I really do love their stuff. So please, they're supporting the podcast. Please go support them in return, and in turn, support yourself. I'm very appreciative to Soul for supporting our show, and go support them in return. GetSoul.com and use code Clemens. All right, let's get to that call.
Hello.
Hi, Alicia. We need to figure out why you and several friends want to cut a friend out of the friend group. You said it's a tricky situation.
Yes, it definitely is. So should I give you kind of a quick synopsis?
Oh my God, let me get comfortable first. This is like, ooh, I love this shit. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so basically, I'm originally from the Midwest. I moved to California 3 years ago. And I met a bunch of friends at my new job. And one of the friends, and I'll just use fake names, one of the friends, we'll call her Claire, actually happens to live in my neighborhood, like in the same area as me.
In California.
Yes. I'm just trying to keep it as general as possible, just in case anyone happens to listen. But
so real.
We both live very close, like less than half a mile away from each other. So we see each other all the time.
Okay.
And because of that, I got super close to her roommate, who we'll call Sarah. When I first met Sarah, she worked at a different company, but, she had a boyfriend and she seemed pretty chill, pretty normal. Then her and her boyfriend broke up. And at this point we're already close. Like we'd become good friends, but things started to take a different turn. I started to see her ugly head rear. Definitely had a 180 in character. And at this point, she's already like met everyone that me and Claire are friends with. She's pretty integrated. Like wherever we go, she ends up following.
Well, I have a question. How close were Claire and Sarah? Like, were they more of like a random roommate situation, or were they like friends going into this?
So they went to the same college, but from my understanding, they didn't really become friends until they both found out they were moving to this city.
Got it. Okay.
So they became like very close once they both were like, oh, hey, I'm moving here too.
Okay. So Claire had some maybe prior knowledge of this ugly side, or no?
Honestly, know.
Oh, okay. So this was all new to her as well.
Yes.
Okay, okay, okay.
She had no idea, like, how things would turn out.
Okay, so Sarah's really integrated into the friend group.
Yeah.
And her ugly head is reared, which I have no idea what that means, but yeah. I love the enthusiasm.
Basically, people are starting to not invite me and Claire to things because they don't want Sarah there.
Oh.
Or they just tell us, like, don't invite Sarah, and then we have to do things with Sarah still and, like, try to pretend. Like, Sarah will be like, what are you guys doing on Friday? And then we have to try to pretend like we're not going to go see those friends and, like, we're not hanging out together without her.
Oh, what a stressful time of life. Oh, my God.
And then we still do, like, me and Claire will plan friend trips. And then, I mean, I don't have a car in the city, but Sarah does. So if Sarah's the driver, no one will want to be in her car. And we'll have to, like, really try to figure out who's going to be in her car and who can handle her.
Ugh.
So it's been interesting.
Has nobody thought to sit her down and be like, hey, since the breakup, things seem very different and it's a huge turnoff?
We're, like, pretty afraid she would blow up. Like, I don't even know how you would go about confronting someone on some of these issues, because some of the behavior, like, who in their right mind would do this?
No, but that's the thing, is, like, if no one's going to do it, it's got to be you guys. No wonder she does this, because everyone's afraid of it. Here's the thing. You're going to be miserable trying to avoid, like, telling her the jig is up, or you're going to be miserable because you told her the truth. You might as well have a couple bad days and then be done with it.
I think Claire's just worried, like, oh, I live with her. I don't want to make things weird. And then if it's me, I don't know. I'm just, like, not the confrontational person.
But it doesn't have to be confrontational. It can come from, like, level-headed, speak in facts, like, speak about your own personal experience of, like, hey, I've felt a shift and I just want to check in. Like, you know, like, you can really therapize the convo to where it's, like, sneaky. Does this sound manipulative? Oh my God, am I toxic? That would be fucking iconic, as I'm picking off the craziest pinky knuckle scab, that I'm toxic. Anyways, this is a weird amount of oversharing in today's episode.
That's totally okay. I guess I can tell you some of the behaviors that she's been doing.
Oh, well, let me get comfortable. Part two, the sequel.
So it's kind of like, some of them are simple. So for me, I don't live with them, but I go over there all the time. And she used to do this to her ex-boyfriend, but she kind of treats people like servants. So for me, if I go over there, she just lays on the couch and is like, hey, can you go get me a glass of water? Can you go get me a popsicle from my freezer? It's like, dude, what? And for her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend, she would do this all the time, to the point where he actually came to Claire and was like, yeah, I'm thinking about breaking up with Sarah because she bosses me around all the time. And he told Claire this months in advance.
Woof.
And they ended up breaking up months later.
Woof.
So that's, like, one thing. That's not even that major. It's still just kind of annoying. That's, like, the little one. Some of the bigger ones, I think it's pretty normal for people to be hangry. Like, I think that's fine. She just takes it to a level that's so ridiculous. Like, if you're on a trip with her, you better plan out food and think about, like, if she's hungry or not, constantly asking her, hey, are you hungry?
Oh, my God. Okay, I was going to say, as someone who becomes a total Hulk cunt when I'm hangry, I was about to defend her. That, I hope no one ever feels with. Like, I want to be as invisible as possible at all times.
I just go nonverbal.
Well, that's how I feel, is like, if I'm on a road trip, it's like, I could be starving, but I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm going to continue to sleep in between Real Housewives of Salt Lake City episodes.
Like, I have gone to dinner with her before where she's been hangry, and we were waiting in line for the restaurant because we ended up showing up later because she changed the plans. And we get there, she blames the line on me. and is super angry. People are around us in the line also waiting, and she's making such a scene that they're like stopping their conversations to listen and be like, who are these girls? Are they friends?
Oh my God, you were one of those groups that people want to like eavesdrop on, aka that I eavesdrop on. Wow.
Of course.
I mean, I don't know. I think after hearing all of this, this is just like one of those bite the bullet, which might be a little too soon after our last call.
Oh.
But I think it's time to bite the bullet and like sit her down, or like, I just don't understand what the long game for you guys is. I understand that she and Claire are roommates, so that makes it a little more tricky. But like, even still, you could say like, I think you should move out. Or like, I'm going to have to move out. I'll continue
she
to pay rent.
She to live alone.
Well, she can find a new roommate, you know? Like,
true.
I don't think living your life as someone who has had this situation before, like, I am on the other side to tell you, do it. Like, the greatest thing that'll happen to you. You will, oh my God, I mean, I just do it. I've never been so sure of advice ever in my life.
Is it so bad that we're like, hey, can you get another boyfriend so you can just bother them?
No, girl, that's putting a Band-Aid on a bullet hole.
I know.
Like, how old are you?
I am 25.
Oh my gosh, you're 25. Let's get it together, honey.
Right? Isn't this too old?
Well, I'm telling you to get it together. Sit this girl down and tell her that she's a wretched bitch and keep the train moving.
Can I tell you the last two things that are absolutely insane that she has said to me?
Not if you don't fucking promise that you're going to break up with this girl.
After I tell you these things, I promise I will sit her down and put her straight.
I don't believe you.
Oh, no. I swear. Okay, but basically, she will constantly try to, like, stir shit up with me and my boyfriend and either, like, make up drama that doesn't exist, like, trying to make me mad at him, or she's, like, always insulting him because he's a grad student and we've all been working. So she'll make digs at him. Like, he'll be like, I can't wait until I can finally afford to get nice dinners with you guys. And she'll be like, yeah, well, when you get a job, you can.
Oh my God. Okay. We have a new plan. She needs to be a producer on the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchises. One, you'll never see her again. She'll be so busy working. Two,
true.
That is television I would motherfucking watch. Have her feeding lines to Bachelorette contestants. Bring it the fuck on.
Better yet, put her on. Get her off for a little bit.
No, because then she'll have to come home once it's all over. Like, you need her staying there permanently to work. You know, they make those shows year round.
Unless she gets famous and never comes back. You never know.
That's another option. That one just seems a lot more difficult.
Yeah, that's true.
I say as if becoming a producer on The Bachelor doesn't sound complicated. You need this bitch out of your life. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. At our big age, it's like, we're not kids. We're 25. Why are you acting like this?
Yeah. And it's also just like, see, when you're out in public, it's just a bad look on you too for supporting this kind of behavior. So kick her to the curb.
Yes.
And let's get it together, Alicia. Okay.
Honestly, agree.
Love that. Love ending on an agreement. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah. Thank you. You too, Chris.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
Sit her down. I'm telling you, sit her down.
I swear my life, I will.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. I'm going to check in.
All right. Bye.
I'm sorry if I seemed harsh, but that was just, that needed to be said. As someone who's been in those toxic friendships, it is so, so much better to be out of them. Oh my God. Just fly those little wings and get the hell on out of there. And where we're going to flap our wings to next is our final call of the episode.
Hello.
Hi, MJ. Now, you are attacked by a monkey at the zoo, which is a crazy enough sentence to begin with. But then you said it was your fault that it happened?
I mean, as a young child, because this happened when I was either 5 or 6, definitely was... like, that monkey should die.
Oh, my God. Well, there goes my question of, was it Harambe if you think it should die?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm so happy I didn't turn into, like, another Harambe situation.
Well, how are you the reason that it happened? Was it, like, a Harry Potter moment where you realize you're a wizard and you're like, wah-ha-ha! And you're like speaking monkey mouth or something? Monkey tongue?
So basically at this zoo, it has two slides, like the classic, giraffe neck slide. And then this other slide that's just like a regular tube green slide, but it has a really wide staircase and a really wide platform because it overlooks an outside enclosure of like these, I believe it was rainforest like type monkeys that like had this little outside area along with an inside area. And since it was not that busy of a day at the zoo, I decided that I was going to just sit there and chill because I didn't want to continually go down one slide. That was not fun for me whatsoever. Also, I, you know, had seen the Eddie Murphy Dr. Doolittle at that point in my life and was for certain I could be the chosen one. And so anytime I had a chance to talk to an animal alone, I was going to do it.
You were on your Eliza Thornberry shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And my Nana had decided to take us to the gift shop before taking us around the zoo. So I had chosen out a tiger root mood ring that I was completely enamored with the entire time.
That's so fucking real. The amount of mood rings I collected as a kid.
Oh, yeah. No, if anything was a mood, something like I had mood necklaces. Mood. Unfortunately, I have since lost it.
No, same. And also, it's like I know what mood I am in. It's called clinical depression. Like, I don't need a ring to turn black to tell me that I'm rotted to the core. Oh, my God. Thank you for unlocking that memory. Holy shit. Mood rings? Ugh.
Like, they need to come back.
No, they do. People don't understand how good life was 25 years ago. Like, it was
right,
fucking...
You always had to make sure you knew where the little cheat sheet was to actually know which one's which.
Yes, because then when you lost that, you just made it up. You're like, oh, it's yellow. I must be happy.
Right.
Okay, so you got a tiger mood ring at the gift shop.
Mm-hmm. And I was showing it off and, like, enamored with it, just, like, watching it glisten in the sun. And a monkey came over, and it's, like, a chain link fence all around the playground, also all around their enclosure. And I would say it's maybe like a good 3 feet, if not 2 feet away from each other. Like, they don't really have a reason to stick their arms out and try to touch us. And obviously most people can't stick their arms through a chain link fence unless they're a small child.
Yeah, but unless that small child's got a tiger mood ring, the fucking game has changed.
Well, so I started talking shit to the monkey, being like, I bet you wish you had one of these. It sucks being a monkey. You guys can't wear jewelry. Like,
girl, shut the fuck up. You did not do this.
Yeah, no, I was testing poor monkey.
You literally got a new mood ring and were acting different. That is fucking real, I fear.
I wasn't a girly girl as a kid. So, like, that was, from what I remember, one of the first pieces of jewelry that I was like, wow.
Oh, my God. I mean, say less. I remember where I was when I got my first pinky mood ring. I remember where I was when I got my first mood ring. Like, I mean, that is monumental shit right there. I guess I understand why you were talking shit. But, like, I guess I did that to a sibling and not a monkey.
But, of course, being the person I am, I was very clumsy, and it fell through the playground material I was sitting on. And, of course, it's, you know, a bunch of holes for drainage and whatnot. And I, of course, freak out because I can't ask for anyone, and I didn't want to let anyone know. So I hightailed my booty down that slide and then was searching for some way to get into that gap area because I was like, there has to be a way. There's no way there's not a way. And basically, there was a way. They had what I believe had to have been fake bamboo because there's no way unless I just decided to, you know, muster all the She-Hulk within me to break some real bamboo fencing in order to get behind the area because it was just more grass, like how it was in their enclosure, but you couldn't get to it. But I found an area that was off to the side. I broke like at least two pieces off of bamboo because I was a very, very petite child. Like, my dad used to drive one of those old Toyota cars, only had two doors, and you'd have to like flip the seat forward.
Oh my God. I don't know why that is such a funny description. I was quite a petite child. Like, that is so funny to me.
Well, like, I would always be put into small places, or it's like, let's see if she can fit in the baby swing, like that kind of stuff.
I'm dead. Okay, so you fucking spy kids in the purgatory between the slide and the monkey enclosement?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then I start searching that grass, like hands and knees.
Did you find the ring?
I did.
Period.
And it happened to be less than a foot away from the fencing, which is chain link, and there... I don't know what type of monkey it was, like, specifically. I think it was, because I honestly, for the last hour, I was trying to Google to see if the slide was even still there and, like, the monkeys that were still at the zoo.
Well, you probably are the reason the slide got fucking removed. People are like, they're smoking crack or something under this thing.
I've been back in my earlier 20s, and it was still there. And I would just always giggle if it's like, I wonder if any other child has, like, broken through, because it's still this the same bamboo like fencing that's still there.
Wait, so how did the monkey attack you? I thought there was a fence between you and it.
It's a chain link fence, so his or its hand could reach through, and I was less than a foot away. And I didn't even notice. I was actually asking the monkey to start helping me. I was like, help me find the ring, monkey.
Wait, you just like shot on the monkey being like, ha, bitch, you wish you had this ring, to, hey, get on all fours and help look, you freeloader?
Yeah.
Damn, MJ, you're a fucking savage.
Well, I figured it could, it maybe it's seen where it fell. I don't know.
I'm dead. No, I mean, at 5 years old, it's like anything is still possible.
Right. So, but either way, it was, yeah, less than a foot away. I didn't realize how close the monkey was at that point, because I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I found it, because, you know, it's grass, and that's like finding, like trying to find a quarter in like grass, which is not the easiest thing. So I just immediately went down and grabbed it, and then it grabbed my hair. It pulled out a decent chunk. I remember like just hitting it repeatedly, both hands, until it finally let go. I can't remember if I yelled. I honestly feel like I was in such shock that I just started fighting, and then immediately was in like about to cry, but like, you know, keep it together for like a second, and then got out of there, went, found my Nana, and was just like, I'm ready to go. My head hurts.
Oh my God. You went bald over a mood ring?
A little bit. It was like, I would say like a pencil width size chunk of hair it got.
Oh my God. And then you just pop back out as if nothing happened? Was your grandma not like, hey, what happened to your fucking updo, babe?
Oh no, I have a lot of hair and it's super thick, and I had at that point not cut it yet.
God. Oh, okay. So she was like, if anything, like, oh, your hair looks great.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Nobody noticed.
I'm dead. Holy shit. Like, how long was this monkey holding on to you?
I'd say at least a good 10 seconds.
That's I don't know what I would do as an adult in that scenario as a kid.
Yeah.
Although I feel like kids are always so much more like instinctual, and we're like more in our head being older. Oh my God. I'm just kind of shook by that. I don't know why we as humans are afraid of robots. I think the monkeys are building the robots to distract us from the fact that they're going to take over the world. What the fuck?
Big cats and monkeys were like my two like animals when I was like little. After that, just big cats. No, I was not having it. And I remember when I first saw Planet of the Apes, had nightmares.
No, that definitely seems like not your film, girl. That does not seem like your movie.
Nope. I mean, I watch them still for fun because, like, I don't do horror, really. Like, I have to have, like, some point of, like, humor to it for me to be able to watch it. Otherwise, I will get, like, legitimate nightmares. Like, what was it? The Human Centipede. Just the trailer for that. Nightmares for 2 weeks. But granted, at that point in time, I was, like, in the bedroom up in the unfinished attic. So... it kind of didn't help.
I mean, I don't know if you even have to go through trauma to be horrified by the Human Centipede. I think that movie is trauma, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, yeah.
And then the fact that I'm so fucking stupid that I watched the second one also, as if that movie had any depth to it or that sequel had any possible other route to go in.
Oh, God.
Wow. I love that we all have Human Centipede trauma.
Regardless if we watched the movie or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's as far as I went. I couldn't go past the trailer.
Oh, my God. I was like, I need more. And then I was like, I need less. I need less. I need less. I need so much less. I need a lobotomy.
Oh, no, I immediately was like, no, let's watch what we, or I knew what you did last summer. That one looks better. That's more my, I can handle that.
Yeah, same. I don't know why we have Shark Week. This is a random thought, but I don't know why we have Shark Week and not like Big Cat Week or like Monkey Week. Like, I would eat that shit up. Let's give all 52 weeks a different animal. Like, let's really break it down, bitch.
Right. I'd be so down for that. Not the monkey one. I'm good on that one.
Well, no, I would like that one. So you don't need to be so selfish, MJ, okay? You taunted that monkey with a mood ring and it was just wanting its mood ring, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, my boyfriend would make me watch that one. He will constantly. If any movie has like, what is it? I think it's like those capuchins.
What did you just call me?
It's a capuchin.
That is so fucking, what the fuck is a capuchin, bitch?
I know there's like one in the Little Rascals movie. And they like dance.
MJ, I love whatever's wrong with you. I really do.
A lot of my knowledge is through movies. I was left alone with a TV as a child. So.
Oh, what a dream, honestly.
Oh, it was a good time.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like a bad one. What sounds like a bad one is you getting attacked by a monkey over a mood ring, but I think it took absolute bravery to share that, and I am very appreciative.
Oh, no, it came in handy for creative writing material.
Oh, I'm sure for icebreakers, for two truths and a lie. Yeah, no, this story feels like it is the monkey that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, MJ, I hope you live a monkey-free life, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, you're like, fuck you.
No, I love you.
I love you too. I'll talk to you later.
I just hate monkeys and it will never go away. Okay.
Bye. Wow. If I got really anything out of that call, it's that like, thank God I was reminded about mood rings. I'm about to go fucking order mood rings. Do they even still make them? I mean, honestly, I would love to see what today's mood rings can do. As a bitch on Lexapro and Wellbutrin, let's fucking see what this thing's gonna tell me. I'm actually very interested. Anyways, that is the end of today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now I'm heading on over to the Patreon after show where we're talking to somebody who bullied and sucker punched their man's friend who was cheating on their friend. So I have a lot of questions. And also there's a softball bat involved. I mean, need I say less? Now, again, as a reminder, subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVsThePeople. We're on TikTok and Instagram and all that good stuff. And yeah, I'll see you on the after show. Mwah.